Start off with a couple things I just want to make clear relative to try to tie all this in together relative to the process on the sideline with the medical people relative to concussion protocol, relative to coaching, relative to my care for our players here, and also relative to I'm not passing the buck. So let's make sure we all kind of like get on the same page here. Basically, there was a third down play where we were backed up. Okay, our offense was backed up. I'm on the 50-yard line calling the play. On the play, San Francisco brought blitz zero. They blitzed six guys. Tom got rid of it to the right. It was incomplete. I had no idea of I figured that he got hit. Really didn't know that he got hit. There's 12 bodies around him. Very, very difficult from the 50-yard line where I'm standing to see if he even got hit. With benefit of the video, which I do not have benefit of any video, there's no video on the sideline. All there are tablets. There's no video. There's nothing like that. With benefit of seeing the video, obviously, from my standpoint, the care for the player, I would have never let that player back in the game, and I don't believe that Jeff Kaplan would have allowed that player back in the game. I don't have benefit of the video. I did not see anything. So basically the process now goes where the medical people on the sideline, they come to me and they say, we're going to check Tom for a concussion. They take him into the tent. They check him maybe 2-3 minutes, not very long period of time. I'm not sure what goes into that. You can ask the medical people, the NFL. I'm a coach. I don't really know what goes into that. They come back to me. They say that Tom can play. He's good to go. He can play in the game. So I make the determination, talk to Tom, hey, here's the plays we're going to go with in the next series, and we put Tom back out there. After that next series, it was a 3-and-out. They came back over to me. They said, we're going to check him again. I said, thanks. Okay, great. I also said to Cap at that point, our trainer, I said, look, I think we need to check him again. This was all going on at the same time. It wasn't anything that I particularly saw on the field. I just said, look, that was a quick check. It was a 3-and-out on that series. Let's continue to check him to make sure that the player, Tom Savage, is okay. They went, they checked him, they came to me, they were not satisfied with his answers to the questions that they were asking him, and they pulled him from the game. Then I put TJ Yates in the game. At no point in time in my coaching career, 25 years of coaching, I've been at Brown University, I've been at Georgia Tech, I've been at Duke, I've been at University of Maryland, I've been the head coach at Penn State and the head coach here. At no point in time is there anything more important to me than the safety of our players. I love our players, and I care about them, and I cannot stand when players get injured. Again, with benefit of seeing the video that people are seeing, I would have never put him back in the game. But I don't see that. I'm not passing the buck. I don't have anybody that's been on a sideline of a football game knows that from a coaching standpoint, you really can't see things like that, especially when the ball is in certain areas of the field. So with that being said, what do you guys have to ask me about yesterday's game?
How's he doing today?
I don't know yet, John. I haven't talked to Cap yet.
When it comes to your quarterback situation versus the Jaguars, we have to wait to see, or do you expect TJ Yates to play?
I believe Yates will be the starter, but I'm going to sit down and talk with the staff. But right now, I would tell you that probably TJ will be the starter in that game. You know, I didn't really have a chance to see him after the game. Let me explain that. After the game, I break the team down in the locker room. I talk to the team about the game, about the upcoming week's schedule, and then I go with Amy down to visit with you guys. By the time I get back to my locker room, the medical people are with Tom. I'm not really, I'm not privy to those meetings, so I just try to, do the best I can to catch up with them today. Yeah, I really like. I think that's a great question, but not for me. I'm the head coach of the Houston Texans. I'm just telling you my role in it. And again, I want to make it clear that at no time in my coaching career, you go back and look at me when I coached, when I was an assistant football coach, or when I was a head football coach at Penn State, or being the head coach here, have I ever passed the buck? I've stood up in front of you and I've told you when we don't play well, it's on me. In this case, I'm not passing the buck. I'm just telling you the process. The NFL, that's the question for the NFL, and that's not for me.
Which direction would you go as far as
TJ starter, Tom is still in concussion protocol as far as his backup?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We gotta talk. You know, it's kind of early today, but I'll have a better answer for you on that, Mark, on Wednesday.
Is it worrisome to you that the protocol that the NFL has right now allows Tom to have that quick check and get back to the game?
Again, I think these are great questions, but I'm just here to tell you what my role is in it, and I think those are questions for someone else. I really do.
Bill, with a lot of losing you guys have done lately, there's speculation about your job. Do you want to coach here next year?
Sure. I enjoy being the head coach of the Houston Texans. I have a great relationship with these players here, and you know, I'm going to continue to coach hard until they tell me I'm not coaching here anymore.
Expect to be back next season? I know we kind of went through this at the end of last year.
Yeah, I'm here. Like you guys know, you know I signed a 5-year contract. You know, again, I expect to be back here, but you know, those decisions are not made by me. My job is to make sure that I coach these players. I really care about these players. I really care about how hard they're working and the effort that they're putting in, and we're not seeing the results on the field, and so I really want to try to improve that over the next 3 weeks.
Have you or anyone close to your agent have any discussions with McNair about a contract extension?
No.
Do you expect that to happen after the season?
I have no idea.
When you say you want to be back, why do you want to be back? Is that due to the team, the city? What reasons do you want to be back?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, my family and I, we love living here. And I enjoy coaching these players, and I enjoy coaching with this staff.
When you see players that got concussions, like Tom was walking through the dressing room talking to his teammates and everything after the game, what is it that is going on with a player that has a concussion that allows him to do all that?
Say that again, John. I didn't.
Walking through the dressing room talking to his teammates, and yet he's got a concussion. What is it about a concussion that players can still look so normal?
You talking about after the game? I can't tell you that. You know, I think that I will answer that this way, because I think these questions are great. I really do. You know, and you guys know, if I don't agree with a question, sometimes I let you know. But these questions are great questions from Sarah, Aaron, and you, John. I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about that. I played the game in the Ivy League, so I don't know anything about the collisions that these guys experience out here on the field. All I know is the process, and all I know is the coaching. The visual from the sideline, you know, if that had happened in front of me on the 50-yard line, you know, I can remember a few years ago we played Cincinnati. Brian Hoyer, who you know I have great respect for, I love Brian Hoyer. He was hitting the Monday night game. I saw it. It was right in front of me. I said, this guy needs to be checked. I thought he was struggling at that point. That's just from a layman, a coach who just sees something, has a gut feeling. In this instance yesterday, the ball was on their own 4-yard line. I had no idea that he really was even hit like that, to be honest with you. So, again, that's our role in it, and we just do the best we can with the information that we have.
The league asks players to self-report and be honest about concussions, but you know most of them won't. Tom said last week there's no way he's coming off the field on his own. So could you trust Tom to give an honest opinion about the way he feels physically?
I think our guys are conscious of their own health. I mean, I'm not going to speak for them, but our guys are honest about it. You know, I think that's something that they've always been honest about that with us and our medical staff. I don't doubt that. I don't have any doubt that our players would be honest about how they're feeling.
You guys have had 6 concussions in 2 weeks.
I mean, anytime a player has a concussion, it's worrisome to me. You know, because, and I can't explain why they've happened in the way that they've happened, meaning like, you know, the amount of them that have happened in a short period of time. I mean, you know, it's happened with several guys. I mean, I just watched the tape. I just got done watching the tape. Kendall Lamb experienced a concussion on a PAT field goal protection where he was the tight end and he got knocked back and landed right on his back of his head hit right on the ground. I mean, I feel terrible about those because I designed those plays. I designed the offense, the defense, and the special teams. I'm in charge of all that. So when those things happen, I feel terrible about it, but I can't explain, you know, exactly why they happen.
How is TJ Fedorowicz doing, and have you guys had any discussions about what could be next for him?
I have not, and I saw that report yesterday, and I have no knowledge of that. Maybe somebody else in our organization does, but I don't. I don't have any knowledge of that. That report that was out yesterday. What's that?
His agent said he's planning on coming
back. Yeah, I expect it that way. I mean, you know, we think very highly of CJ. He just signed a contract extension here, I believe, last year. We think he's a really good Y tight end for us. So, you know, we'd love to see him back. But, again, I don't have any knowledge of any of that report that was out yesterday.
You got another loss, two first-place teams coming up. Talk about what it's like right now losing so much. You haven't experienced that since you've been in the NFL.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, it's tough. I mean, these guys are putting in a lot of hours. They're trying to prepare. Guys are banged up. But our guys will show up. You know, it's not easy. You know, but look, at the end of the day, you just got to keep battling. You have no other choice. Your choice is – you don't have any choice. You're going to show up, go to work, and try to improve. Players are going to try to improve. Coaches are going to try to improve. And that's the tack that we're taking.
You've been a part of football for a long time. I mean, whether you played, coaching at Brown, working your way up – Do you think this is always going to be difficult with the NFL? I mean, it inherently is a violent game based off collisions, and you can have all these protocols. But as you saw yesterday, when you're in the middle of it, it's easy for all of us fans,
right,
media, to say it's black and white. Yeah, he doesn't go in. But in live moment, it seems it's almost increasingly difficult to figure this out.
The speed of the game has definitely changed in the last 20, 25 years. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The strength of the players, the speed of the players, all those things. I will say this, and I've said this in the past, since I think it's 2002, there's been 50-plus rule changes made relative to the safety of the game. I do believe that the NFL is setting the tone for trying to, impress upon people how important it is, how important player safety is. And I do believe as coaches, we are always, when we go to the owners' meeting, when I'm on conference calls with other coaches, I can tell you that player safety is all we talk about. You know, trying to, remove the head from the game, all those things. I have great respect for the 31 other coaches in this league, great guys, really care about the game, and we are always trying to teach our players and think about ways, you know, where we can take the head out of the game. Very difficult to do that, 100%, but I know we're always working towards doing that.
You know, going back to training camp, there are, I think, six players wearing different helmets that were supposed to be state-of-the-art. Three of them I can remember, McKinney, Cushing, I think Clowney and Howe. Do you remember the other two? And if those guys not had concussions, or I can't remember who the other two were, is there any could you look at
that? Yeah, I don't know the data. That's a good question. I think that's all postseason data that we collect, and I'll be able to get back to you maybe after the season on that, John, relative to the different helmets and things. I know, you know, we wear a lot of different brands of helmets relative to what the players need and things like that, and Mike Parson, our equipment manager, does a great job of fitting those guys up with the right helmet, but I don't know the data on what you're asking about right now. Yeah, I thought he played well. I mean, he was very active. He's been active all year, played physical game, and I thought he did some good things. There's some areas where he can improve, but I definitely think it was one of his better games.
What was it allowing Yates to come off the bench so cold, take you on two?
Yeah, he's a good, you know, he did a good job. He's in a tough spot there. You know, anytime you got to come into a game like that and, you know, you haven't gotten a lot of reps during the week. He's done that before for us. He's a pro. He's a great guy to coach, very bright guy. And, I just wish I had made some better calls for him there in the second half to be able to put us over the top. But he did a good job.
Do you feel like these last three games or last four or five could affect your future with the team and a contract extension and coming back? Or do you believe that you've, you know, proven enough with the previous three seasons, all the situations this year, that these last three games aren't going to impact that decision?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not the judge of that. You know, my main priority, really, I'm being honest with you, is I mean, I wish you guys knew me better. I really could care less about all that. I want to figure out today and tomorrow when the players come back on Wednesday how we can get these guys to play better and how I can get this coaching staff to coach better. You know, that's really my priority. Those other things, like, you know, I've coached at every level, so there's always bosses. The decisions are made by people above you. I'm not a boss. I'm a head coach. And I don't have any control over those things. All I can control is how I coach the team and how I work with the staff and the people around here, and that's what I try to do. Yeah, I think we had some – you're right. I mean, there were times where the rush and the coverage matched up and it was really good. But then there's other times where, you know, we're cutting guys loose, and you know, we're not believing our eyes, so to speak. And I think that we've got to do a better job of that. I do believe we play the run really well, although I know we gave up some run yardage yesterday. I think we've got to – sometimes guys were trying to do too much, things like that. And when we just do our job, you know, we really do a good job of stopping the run. So there were some breakdowns, you know, that we got to try to correct. Obviously, before this next game, Jacksonville's really, really tough team when it comes to running the football and all the things that they do. So we got to get these things corrected. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, I just watched a couple games on them. I watched Seattle and Indianapolis, and it's going to be a big challenge. You know, they're playing at a high level. You know, it's just like every year in this league, teams get hot. Jacksonville's hot. Doug's done a great job with that team. They're playing hard. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of talent. And, you know, we've got a big time challenge on our hands. But, you know, like I said, I think our guys are going to show up here on Wednesday and be ready to go and put in a good week, and we'll go down there and show up. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's I think he had 2 interceptions yesterday. I mean, you know, when we got here, he hadn't played a whole lot, played special teams our first year. I think he was a 3rd or 4th corner. Really one of those guys who just really put in a lot of time with the coaches and on his own to get better. I remember he came back in 15, and he had changed his whole body. You know, he had worked out in a different way, and he was in great condition. And, you know, he became really a top corner for us. And, you know, look, those things, that's the way the NFL's set up, you know, free agency. And, you know, you do the best you can to keep the guy, and, you know, in the end, it's up to the player to make that choice. And, you know, he chose to go to Jacksonville. But we have great respect for AJ, and you know, we're you know, to say that we're proud of what he's doing, I wouldn't go. We're always proud of the guys that we coach. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, he's playing at a high level, no doubt about it.
The points at the end of the first half, is that strategy, performance, or both?
Say that again.
Giving up points at the end of the first half.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, we go down there, we score the touchdown, which was a great job by TJ on that drive. Really good drive by TJ. You know, I thought Ellington had a couple good plays there. And obviously Hop. You know, Hop had a – and then, you know, we get the ball. They get the ball. I think there was 48 seconds to go in the half, and we give up an edge on the first play. You know, we give up an edge, and they go, I think it was almost like a 45, 50-yard run. And once they're down there, now they're just outside of field goal range. It was just you know, a little bit of a breakdown in the run defense there. And, you know, they were close to field goal range. It's hard to keep them out of that field goal range when you're in that mode, because you don't want the ball to be thrown over your head for a touchdown. So once that run broke, now you're just saying, look, we just got to hold these guys to a field goal. We cannot give up a touchdown here. So that's kind of what happened there.
Thank you.